Right now, it's time for the Morning Line here on KMA. Yes, Virginia, there is a mayor's race in Shenandoah in the November city school elections. Jerry Wagaman has returned his nomination papers to challenge Roger McQueen in the November 4th elections. He joins us for the first time as a candidate in the studio this morning. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning.
Jerry, good to have you with us, sir. And first of all, why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about yourself and your background. Now that you are a mayor's candidate, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska. Went to college in Milford, Nebraska. I received my associate degree. I ended up moving to Shenandoah, worked for Madison International for 20 years. I finished up with them and ended up going and working for Mid-American Energy, where I actually worked for them for 23 years. I am a journeyman electrician through them also, but I've retired since this last April and decided I wanted to put my face into the candidate part of it for becoming mayor.
What are the factors that led you to decide to run for mayor of Shenandoah?
Previously in the past, I actually had looked at running for city council, but I knew I could not focus time on being a council member with my hours and stuff that I did with Mid-American Energy. So after I retired, I just looked into still getting into running for mayor and seeing if there's something I could do to actually help the city of Shenandoah.
Now, what skills or capabilities would you bring to the mayor's post if you are elected based on your experience?
As far as my skills to become a public servant?
Yes.
Everything that I have done with both Madison International and Mid-American Energy allowed me to work with the public a lot. And so I've got to meet a lot of people. I partook in a lot of different businesses and stuff with them as far as meetings and just that type of stuff.
Let's talk about your platform, your campaign material that has been distributed to the public and on the social media says that if you're elected, there will be no special treatment, no playing favorites. What exactly does that mean?
I just think that everybody should be put on the same playing field, that everybody should be treated equal.
All right. Let's talk about some other things. You were in attendance at the Shenandoah City Council meeting earlier this week to hear from Tim Martin, the city water superintendent, about the water situation and the water well operations, other variables. What were your takeaways as an audience member from listening to Tim Martin explain the situation at the council meeting today?
I think Tim actually did great with his explanation of what he had, all the information that he had. He pretty much gave everybody just the answers that I don't know if that's what they wanted to hear, but they just wanted to find out what was really going on with the water situation. There were people that were in the audience that asked questions, and I believe he did a very good job of answering their questions.
Would you, would you make any sort of changes in the city's water operations or their approach to the water levels and the situation we're in right now? What are your thoughts on that?
With where the water levels and stuff are at right now, the city really can't do a whole lot about that. It's Mother Nature that takes care of that. As far as things that I'd like to see done, until I actually see what's all going on with the city and with budgets and stuff like that, it'd be hard to actually say what I could or couldn't do.
Let's talk about some of the other things. You stated in your campaign literature that clean water shouldn't break the bank and that you would look into available grants to help homeowners with the costly water line replacements. Talk about this proposal and how this would work to help people that are facing exorbitant water bills right now.
Well, I just don't know, what grants are available and what aren't available, but I believe that looking into it to see whether or not grant money could actually be used to actually help pay for this type of stuff instead of actually having the public to have to pay for it.
Also, in your campaign literature, you talk about supporting local business growth and revitalization. What would be your approach to things like economic development and growing businesses and helping businesses out there? What is your proposal?
There's a lot of businesses in town that have apartments and the capabilities of having apartments, which would help with the housing issue. Again, we get back to what grant money might be available to actually help the people in town that have the businesses receive some of that grant money to actually maybe help fix up their apartments and their buildings and stuff like that, which would then help the downtown and bring more people into living downtown.
I know you stated some concern about vacant city lots. How big of a problem do you think the vacant lots are, and how would you help maybe some development in some of the spaces we have here in town as far as either businesses or home development, residential development, which has been identified as a big need in this community?
I would like to see something done different with the available lots that are out there. To me, in my opinion, I believe that if a person was to purchase a lot, whether or not they had a house right next to it, if they were actually still able to put a decent building on it, bring water, sewer, and electric into that building and stuff, and put it back on the tax base and stuff like that, we'd actually be able to sell more lots and get better usage out of them. I don't want them to become a parking lot, but, you know, a nice, decent building to be used, whether or not it's right across the street from you, does not have to be next to you, but to actually be utilized that way so that everybody could actually utilize the lots and not just for a home only.
What about the Sack and Save lot? You know, the city has indicated its support for it, that sold the land to the West, the couple for that. And Vision Shenandoah has been looking into funding. Do you support that particular project?
Yes and no. The project has been in place for over 2 years and still doesn't have anything going on. I know at one point when they first were selling the lot, somebody else had put a bid in it, which was a higher bid. The city did turn it down and stuff, but they had looked at putting a business there also that would have brought something into the community, which wasn't done. And right now, I don't really know what plans are with Weston.
Do you believe the control of that lot should be returned to the city for another project?
It's something that could be looked at and should be looked at.
What about, you make in your remarks in the campaign literature here, you talk about transparency. What are your thoughts about the transparency? Do you think there's enough in city government right now? What would you do to increase transparency in the community?
I believe that everything should be put, I know the hours for City Hall aren't 24/7, but I believe that there should be something put out there where ordinances and business is actually put onto online so that everybody could actually see the stuff, see what's going on. If they have questions, they could just look it up. I mean, everything should be made aware for the public.
Finally, are there any other issues that you're focusing on right now as a candidate? And we'll do a formal Meet the Candidate interview at a later time, but what other issues right now are you particularly concerned about as a mayor candidate?
Right now, I'm just going to leave it where it's at, and, you know, we can move on to our next meeting.
All right. Well, Jerry, we thank you very much for being with us this morning. We wish you the best of luck on November 4th, and we're not done with you yet. There is going to be, and we'll make a formal announcement on this later, a candidates forum with the mayoral and city council candidates on October 13th at 7 p.m. at the Gladys Wersick Jones Auditorium. Do you accept an invitation to be there?
Sure.
All right, well, we'll see you there, and we'll have another Meet the Candidates with all the other candidates as well coming up next month. But right now, we thank you very much for being with us in this preliminary interview, so to speak, and we'll be talking to you again real soon. Right. Have a good day now.
Thank you.
That's Jerry Wagaman, candidate for mayor of Shenandoah, here on The Morning Line on KMA.